the Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Cross Patch. Take it, Ted. About Johnson's special free gift offer to motorists? Listen carefully. Point number one, you receive free a full-size can, not a sample, of Johnson's Auto Wax with the purchase of 1 pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. Point number two, you pay only the small sum of 59 cents, less than the usual price of the cleaner alone. This free offer is made to help celebrate the Johnson 50th anniversary year. Your auto supply dealer, service station, or regular wax dealer has a supply of these anniversary free gift packages now. But if you don't hurry, they may be gone. And there won't be any more. The supply is strictly limited. Whether your car is old or new, it should be Johnson waxed for protection. Take advantage of this offer and get a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. You know, it's estimated that there are 350,000 Americans living in house trailers these days. But we'd make that figure 350,002 because our two friends have got a new shiny trailer on 10 days free trial. And here, somewhere west of Buffalo, just pulling into a tourist camp full of trailers, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Okay.
Not so much. All right.
Okay. There we are. Gotta get them brakes fixed. Quite a trick getting that trailer through that narrow gate.
Oh, well, you learn to swing it.
Glad it's only one trailer. I feel like an engineer watching his own caboose following him around a horseshoe curve. Oh. Hi there, bud. You run this camp?
Aye, McWortle is the name. I'll be bidding you welcome for the small sum of 50 cents.
Oh, okay, bud. Here you are.
50 cents apiece, laddie. Oh. And would you be having a barn?
No, that's not a barn. It's a trailer.
Nay, lassie, you didn't understand. Not barn. Barn, a wee one.
Oh, he means have we got any kids, Molly?
Aye.
Nope, they're just us two, bud.
Well, considering how many people travel by trailer nowadays, Mr. McWortle, you might widen that entrance gate a bit.
Aye, there were 3 trailers damaged coming this morning.
3. I bet that made you feel bad, bud.
Well, no, laddie, I wouldn't say that. You see, I'm running a wee bit repair shop in connection with a tourist camp.
I see. We were lucky getting in without a scratch.
Yeah. Aye, but you still have to get out. Make yourselves at home, friend.
You probably work all night narrowing that gate down first.
Oh, well, let's not borrow trouble, me.
Okay.
Evening, folks. You new arrival?
How do you do, I'm sure.
You betcha, bud. We just got in. I suppose this spot right here is as good as any camp.
Certainly. Not straight you got there, mister.
Yep. It is kind of ducky, ain't it, bud?
Oh, yes. Say, excuse me for asking, young fella, but it's 8 miles to the crossroads store, and my outfit's all out of salt. Could we buy a little from you?
Oh, why, certainly. The keys, McGee.
Huh?
The keys. The keys to the door of the trailer.
You got them.
No, you got them.
No, I ain't. I give them to you.
Why, McGee, you never did.
Why, Molly. Don't you remember? Remember when we stopped for that 2 gallon of gas back in Albany? I says, listen, Molly, I says, you take the key.
No, it was me that says
never
you...
Never mind, folks. Wasn't even locked. Found the salt myself.
Oh. Oh, well, that's fine.
Ah, nice work, bud. Might have fixed yourself up a sandwich while she was in there.
I did.
Huh?
Well, how'd you like it?
Terrible. All you had was summer sausage, and I hate summer sausage. Well, thanks for the salt.
Well, that's okay, bud. Glad to be good neighbors. How'd that guy get in that trailer, Molly? That door was locked.
Maybe he's Jimmy Valentine.
Maybe. I didn't see any lace on him. Well, suppose we start fixing up for the night, Molly. We'll get an early start in the morning. Oh, hello there, sis.
Oh, how do you do? Delightful evening, isn't it? Yes. Of course it is. Very delightful. Don't you think it's delightful?
Yes.
Of course you do. Naturally, simply delightful. But let me introduce myself. You don't mind, do you? Well, of course you don't. I'm Miss Muggin. Liza Muggin.
Liza Muggin. Nine Wolf.
McGee.
I'm the recreational director of the tourist camp. Delightful idea, isn't it? Of course it is.
How do you do, I'm sure. This is me husband, Mr. McGee.
And this is my wife, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, the same name. What a coincidence. But as I always say, it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I knew a man named Benefield in Australia and a woman named Clink in Wittenberg. 12,000 miles apart, and they both stuttered. Was that a coincidence? Of course it was, naturally.
Yeah, of course, naturally. But what can we do for you, sis?
Well, I just came over to see if you had a pair of scissors I could borrow. Oh, of course you have, naturally. And I'm teaching some of the children how to cut out. Is that sweet? Of course it is.
Oh. Here's a scissor, sis. My regards to the little snips.
Oh, thanks. That's very kind of you. I'll attend it very shortly, of course, naturally. Thank you so much.
Yeah. They ought to call this camp the Trail of the Lonesome Stuff. Don't you get it, Molly? I says that...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. What do we do now?
Well, come inside here. I'll peel some potatoes and you fill the water tank. Let me see now. Where did I put the potatoes? Oh, yes. Right in this cabinet here. McGee, look!
Well, for the... What? It's Ted Ween's orchestra. Hey, Ted. What's the idea of hiding in our trailer?
Hello, Fibber. We're stowaways.
Go away, stowaways.
Stowaways, eh? Where'd you get on?
Oh, back near Ithaca. It's a little cramped in here, but it beats walking.
Well, where's Country Washburn and his Carnera cornet?
Well, we didn't have room for him in his tuba, so we made him right on top. You can come down now, Washburn.
Thanks.
Oh, well, we... Hey, where's Red Engel?
He's around somewhere. Hey, Red. Red Engel.
Heavenly days. He's locked in the china cabinet. I let him out.
Better not, Molly. He might be in his cups.
Oh. You mean you're going to let Red stay in there? In that little space you're going to let him stay? Well, of all the foolish things.
Yes, Perry Como's going to sing about that.
About what?
These foolish things remind me of you.
Oh, yeah.
Took us to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The tickling candle in the next apartment was something worth that to what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swing. These foolish things remind me of you. came, you taught, you conquered me. Oh, when you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, the telephone that rings the elusive answer. Oh, how the ghost of you clings, these foolish things remind me of you.
And Molly are just finishing their supper, served from the kitchenette of the trailer.
Ah, this is the way to live, Molly. Costs less to travel and live at home. You know, I got a great idea.
Fine, you wash them and I'll dry them.
That wasn't a fair decision. Listen, suppose we get a fleet of powerful cars.
Quick, Henry, the fleet.
Huh? Oh, quit interrupting. Get a fleet of powerful cars and start cross-country runs with maybe 10 or 12 trailers hitched on behind each one. Boy, is that an idea.
I think you got something there.
I'll call it the McGee Motorcade. Oh. Make more miles motoring with McGee. Meander from Maine to Mexico with McGee's magnificent motorcade.
Oh,
maximum miles, minimum money with McGee. Oh. Motoring made marvelous. Hey, what's that?
There's a man with a wrench working on our car.
Oh, there is, huh? Well, I didn't order nothing there. Hey, you, Bud. What you doing to my car there?
Oh, hello there, my little pair of peregrinators. Yes, yes. Welcome to Camp Kilcare. Welcome, welcome.
Pretty name, Camp Kilcare.
Yes, yes. The mosquitoes don't care if they kill you. Yes. Slap my own face so much, I feel like a Ted Healy stooge. Yes.
Well, listen, Bud, what's the idea of using that wrench on our car?
Oh, yes, the wrench. Glad you asked me, my little camp router. Very glad. You see, my car wasn't running very well, and I thought it was the spark plug.
Uh-huh.
So I said to myself, Horatio, I said... The name is Horatio W. Boomer.
Boomer?
Boomer.
Boomer.
Cease firing.
Horatio, I said, suppose you try this gentleman's spark plug.
Oh, I see. You were going to borrow our spark plug.
Oh, just to test out his own, though, Molly.
Exactly. Just to test my own. Yeah. I was going to use your plugs for a run down the road. Oh. Have them back in your car by spring, and you'd never know they were missing. Yes. Except when they were missing, if you know what I mean. I'm afraid you do. Well, there was no harm in trying. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
How do you know about that? Nerve. I'm glad I caught him in time. This here's the dead-reddest borrow.
McGee, huh? That's our wrench he's walking away with.
Hey, is that our monkey wrench you got there, Bud?
I don't know, my little monkey. Can you identify your wrench?
Well, got my name on it. Got Fibber McGee on the handle.
Let me see. Fibber McGee? How do you spell her?
F-I-B-B... Oh, for the... Where'd you get it?
Right out of the toolbox on the car there. Come to think of it, my friend, it's your car, so it must be your toolbox, so it must be your ranch. Yes, yes. Very careless of me, very careless. Should get my spark plugs and my wrenches in different places, yes. Well, thank you very much, just the same.
Just the same what?
Just the same luck I've been having everywhere, yeah. Oh, well, that's life, a spark here and a wench there, yeah.
Nice people, Molly. We better get inside before somebody borrows a trailer out from under it.
Oh, it isn't so bad as that.
Well, even so, I'm going to sleep in my pants tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Hey, Molly.
What?
Let's let the dishes go a while and just sit here and rest a minute.
Well... All right. But just a little while now.
Okay.
Oh, my, it is real peaceful, isn't it? Get out the steamer chairs, McGee.
Steamer chairs? Where is it?
In the storage space under the left-hand bunk.
I don't see it. It ain't under the sink.
It isn't the sink, it's the bunk.
I'll say so. Oh, here it is. Hey, how do you unfold this thing, anyway?
Well, now, you take hold of the top bar.
Yeah? Okay.
No, that's the side.
Oh, huh?
The top, isn't it? The top.
No,
that's the other side.
Oh, now, is that it?
Now you got it.
I see.
Now, fold that other piece down.
Yeah, like this?
No, that one.
Oh, I get it. Look, like this.
Oh, heavenly days. Let me do it.
Okay, take it.
Now, let me see. I thought it went this way.
Someday some genius is going to invent an unfolding deck chair. And then folks...
Oh, hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo.
Fibber, I just came over to see if I could borrow a... Say, that's a beautiful finish on that trailer. Johnson's Auto Wax?
What do you think?
Oh, well, you know how I am. I always say that Johnson...
Listen, Harpo, can you get this deck chair unfolded first?
Why, I think so. Let's have it.
Yeah, Harpo.
Why? Why, do you mean to say you couldn't get this unfolded? Why, look here. Why, you don't take it like this.
Oh, my.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'll get it. I think, let me see, this goes here. No, I guess it goes over here. Ow! Ow!
Oh, no.
Now, look what I did. I can't get my hand out of it. Try these two pieces apart, will you, Fibber?
I'll try, Harpo. No, looks like you was going to go through life carrying a deck chair.
Kind of like a slave bracelet.
Oh, shucks. Well, I'll get somebody to saw it off in the morning. Well, good night, folks.
Good night, Mr. Wilcox.
Say, Harpo, what was it you come over to borrow?
A deck chair.
Down, I suppose we better be doing the dishes, McGee, and go to bed early.
Oh, no, shucks, it's too early. I think I'll just stretch out here on the grass and look at the stars.
I'll bet you get some tiggers if you do, I'll bet you.
Oh. Hello there, little girl.
Hello there, dearie.
Now, what can we do for you, sis?
Well, gee, my mama said to come over.
I get it. What does she want to borrow?
Well, what you got?
Oh. That's better, sis. Don't be like that. What was it you wanted?
Oh, mm-hmm. Please, can I have a drink, please?
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me you haven't got any drinking water in your own trailer. What did your mama say when she sent you over?
Well, she said, go over and ask the man if you can have a drink. And when he opens the icebox, see if they got anything we haven't got. And tell the man we're just out of those things and ask him if we can borrow some. But, gee, if you won't give me drinks, mister, I guess we can't borrow anything, I bet you. Goodbye, mister.
Did you hear that, Molly?
I did. Heavenly days, they'd even borrow on speculation around here.
Shut up. That kid asks for a drink at every trailer on the lot here. She's going to have to be rolled over a barrel before morning. Well, I'm going to lay on the grass here a while. Don't let me go to sleep, though,
Don't
Molly.
Worry, I won't. No. Not with all those dishes. Oh, how do you do, I'm sure.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, partner.
Hi, bud. What can we loan you?
You got a match, partner?
Oh, certainly. That's the most modest request we've had today.
Yeah, where are you heading for, bud?
Going to hit the grit for Texas, partner. Got to go home and get my rope around that centennial.
We're on our way to the Cleveland ourselves, bud. Going to take in that Great Lakes Exposition. I understand they got a swan dancer there. That
McGee!
We just come from a big fair up in New York State. Woolworth, New York. They were putting on a 10-centennial celebration.
Well, I hope you had a good dime, partner.
Take your change out of that, McGee. Where'd you say you were from, mister?
Texas, ma'am. Red Angel is the name.
Everybody in this camp seems to be from the panhandle. You sure all you want is a match, bud?
That's all, partner. Thanks.
I'll bet you're a Texas Ranger.
Well, no, ma'am. So I borrowed me a police star from the sheriff of Cactus County.
Don't you get it, Molly? The Lone Star State? Sit down, bud.
Thanks, partner. Mind if I sing?
Oh, we'd love to have you.
Well, what you waiting for, bud?
Well, I hate to ask you, partner, but could I borrow a cord?
Why, sure. Loan the cowhand the cord, will you, Mr. Weems?
Certainly.
Thanks, partner. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bold and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped the steer cause I don't know how, and it sure ain't fixing to start him now. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, or I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in 4D8. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I come to town just to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, where the west is wild, round the borderland, where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Indians make you a rug or two, and the old bar X is a barbecue. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay.
I was talking with a man who had just cleaned and waxed his car for the first time. He's like a great many motorists who neglect the finish of their cars until they look dull and dingy and then think it's too late or too hard work to do anything about it. This friend of mine got the surprise of his life when he used those two Johnson Auto products, Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Johnson's Auto Wax. With the cleaner, which is also a polish, he actually restored the beauty of the car finish, beauty he thought was gone forever. With Johnson's Auto Wax, he protected the finish, so it need never again look dull and dingy. Protected it against weather, road dirt, and the destructive ultraviolet rays of the sun. He was amazed to find the job comparatively easy. He will be surprised also to learn how much he'll save on car washings and on increased trade-in value. Perhaps you don't know that you can now get a full-size can of this Johnson's Auto Wax free with the purchase of 1 pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. In an attractive free gift package that sells for only 59 cents, less than the usual price of the cleaner alone. See your dealer for this special free gift package right away before his stock is exhausted. They're selling fast. Remember, you get the full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. Now, back to the tourist camp where Fibber McGee and Molly are... Oh, this darn deck chair. Where Fibber and Molly are about to get ready for bed. Can we borrow your ears?
Well, I hope all our visitors have gone for good.
Well, if they've gone, it's for good.
We ought to get to Cleveland by tomorrow, hadn't we, McGee?
Oh, easy, Molly, easy. Unless one of these trailer tourists gets there first and borrows Lake Erie.
Well, come on, let's go to bed and get out of here early in the morning.
Okay, Molly.
Hey, Fibber. Molly.
It's Mr. Wilcox, McGee.
Hi, Harpo. What's the matter? Step over this way a minute. Shh. Quiet.
You in trouble, Mr. Wilcox?
No. You hiding from somebody? No. Listen. Step over this way, far.
Okay.
Away from all those trailers.
Yeah.
This is all right. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Did I hear you tell that cowboy you were going to the Great Lakes Exposition in Cleveland?
Yes. Why?
Well, when you get there, look up the Johnson Wax sales manager there, Mr. Corrington, and tell him we're shipping him those Johnson gift packages as fast as we can.
Hey, what is this? What are you whispering that?
What's the big secret about that?
Oh, there's no secret, Molly, but there are people sleeping over there in those trailers, and I didn't want to go rattling around there with this darn deck chair. Well, much obliged.
Come on, Molly. Let's get back to our trailer.
Well, which trailer is ours?
Right over there, next to the... No, it ain't either. Chucks, they all look pretty much alike in the dark.
I know where it is. I think I do. The one next to this one.
No, it's further over. Here we are. This is ours, Mom. See? There we are.
Come in now and shut the door.
Okay.
Don't turn on the light. You'll attract the mosquitoes.
Okay. Where's my toothbrush?
Right above the sink.
Well, where's the sink?
Right over... Oh, heavenly days. Come to bed. Has somebody borrowed your brain?
I got a funny feeling that somebody's been in here.
Oh, it's probably the camp director, Liza Muggins.
Woof, woof.
Quiet. Get to sleep.
Okay. Good night, Mary.
Good night, McGee. McGee?
Huh?
You didn't kiss me good night.
I know. I always make my women ask for them. Good night, Molly.
Good night, McGee. McGee. McGee, wake up. Wake up, McGee.
Huh? What's the matter, Molly?
McGee, we're moving.
Where to?
Well, how should I know? The trailer's moving. Can't you feel it?
Well, hey, who the... Where's my pants?
Here, put them on quick and stop the car.
Okay,
Somebody must have hooked onto our trailer by mistake.
Okay.
Hurry, McGee.
I can't hurry. These pants are... Dad rat, if these ain't my pants. Say, we're in somebody else's trailer.
Oh, heavenly day. And us maybe on our way to Mexico.
Hey, you up there. Hey, let us out of here. Hey!
Let me say a word here about Johnson's regular household wax. And of course, this time I'm really talking to the ladies of our audience. During the past 50 years, Johnson's wax has become a byword in American homes. It's more than a polish. It really has become a method of housekeeping. One that saves many hours of housework all through the year and adds greatly to the beauty of the home. When you walk into a home that is Johnson wax for protection and beauty, you notice the difference right away. The floors and furniture and woodwork are clean and beautiful with a soft, satiny beauty. Lampshades and windowsills, radiator covers and leather goods are free from messy fingerprints and dirt. And if you look at Milady's hands, you'll see that she hasn't had to scrub floors or do hard cleaning work for years. Is it any wonder that year after year, more and more homes adopt the Johnson Wax method of housekeeping? Johnson's Wax comes in both liquid and paste form, and it's sold everywhere.
I see by the paper where Paramount is suing Sam Goldwyn for luring Clark Gable away from him.
Clark Gable, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They should have done like Mark Anthony. He was polite about it.
How do you mean?
Don't you remember? Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Among the selections heard on our program tonight was I'm an Old Cowhand from Rhythm on the Range. Next week, Fibber McGee and Molly will be heard from the Great Lakes Exposition Grounds at Cleveland. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking, and this is the... That confounded deck chair. This is the National Broadcasting Company.